So what song have you got for us?
I'm going to sing a song.
Are they called songs, by the way?
Yes, you can call them a song,
okay,
yes.
Or
yes,
a rap or whatever, okay.
Exactly. I mean, I often play to a backing track and that sort of thing, so I'm going to play just with the banjolele. So
banjolele.
They have to be more songs, really, in that way.
And I have to say, you're looking remarkably well. Beautiful moustache turned up. Is it a real moustache?
It's all mine.
It's absolutely beautiful. Collar and tie.
So ladies, do try not to rip it off because you think it's a false one.
Absolutely.
Because that has happened before and it's quite painful.
Mr. B, the microphones are all yours.
Thank you very much. This is a song about an old school chum of mine who's actually worked for the Beeb and that sort of thing. So, I'll see if you can guess who I'm talking about. I remember one jolly fresh start to the weekend, my furrow in my fleshy firm brow was deepened when upon checking out some crucial electro, I heard a voice that left me vexed so. It was a voice of an oaf of a lower class, but it reminded me of somebody from my past. I'd never got it at last. This absolute came bottom and our Latin class. Timothy St. John Westwood, that was his name. I'm afraid his vocal cords have gone quite lame. His enunciation is an utter disgrace, dropping T's and R's all over the place. This can't be the quiet vicar's son who had awful trouble trying to pick a chum when the quick would run and leave him sickly. Now he's talking in my radio about dropping bombs. What on earth happened to Timothy? I was at prep with him, you see. We used to call him something bad. Now he's on air chatting to Naz. He was a whiz with a cricket bat. But he never used to talk like that. He didn't, you see. I nearly spilled my tea into my saucer when somebody called you the Millennial Chaucer. Of course you're not, that's my ruddy job. Your grammar's appalling and you sound like a gutter-snipe street job. A ruddy slob from a peat bog or some such place, where none such grace can be found. Like the rhymes that I'm throwing down, where you're going rhymes like a crowing clown, pimping rides for the Diomedes. I'm sorry, old boy, my Morris is sturdy. We both liked hip-hop, but isn't it strange that I've kept my accent, yet yours has changed. Come on, old bean, it's time to own up. Say, how do you do instead of, yo, what's up? Your father will be pleased and your mother relieved. But I'm afraid Lady Fanshawe may still be peeved. What on earth happened to Timothy? I was at prep with him, you see. He was about as hard as my grandmama, who is friends with the Wu-Tang Clan's Razar. He was a whiz with a cricket bat. But he never used to talk like that. No, he never used to talk like that. Oh, that's right.
That's Chap Hop.
Thank you.
Mr. B, that's very entertaining, I have to say.
Thank you very much,
sir. Thank you for coming in.